نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه العزيز: يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فاحكم بين الناس بالحق ولا تتبع الهوى فيدلك عن سبيل الله، إن الذين يدلون عن سبيل الله لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب. O Dawood, we did indeed make you a khalifa. We did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, make you a khalifa on earth. So judge you between the people in truth and justice. So judge between people in truth and justice. And do not follow lust. Do not follow your vain desires or your lust or your own opinions. Do not follow hawa, for surely it will mislead you from the path of Allah. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifa. We made you a khalifa. We've made you a khalifa in the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَدِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا كَانُوا بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. For those who wander away from the path of Allah, meaning, according to Tafsir Ibn Kathir, those who don't judge with justice, those who don't judge with truth and equity, they are the ones who wander astray from the path of Allah. There's a chastisement that is grievous for they, because they forgot the day of account. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in an authentic narration transmitted by Abu Dawood and others on the authority of our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Salama, radiyallahu ta'ala anha warda'a, qalat, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم إنما أنا بشر. I am only a human being. But it doesn't mean that he's like us. Though he's a human being, he receives the wahi from Allah, the revelation from Allah. So don't confuse yourselves with him. But he said إنما أنا بشر. I am only a human being. وإنكم تختصمون إلي ولعل بعضكم أن تكون الألحن بحجته من بعض. I'm only a human being, and you bring your disputes to me, some perhaps being more eloquent in their plea than others. Some individuals that come to you, O Muhammad, they're going to be more eloquent. They're going to be more eloquent in speech. So the Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِنَّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ إِلَيَّ وَلَعَلَّ بَعْضُكُمْ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَلْحَنَ بِحُجَّتِهِ مِنْ بَعْضٍ. There's some of you that are going to have disputes, they're going to come to me, and some of those who come are going to be more eloquent in speech than the others. Some are going to have what we call the gift of gab. Very eloquent in speech. فَأَقْضِيَ لَهُ عَلَى نَحْوِ مَا أَسْمَعُ مِنْهُ. So I, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, give judgment on their behalf, on behalf of the one who's more eloquent in speech, the one who has the gift of gab, the one who can rap the best, the one who's the most convincing. His speech is so flowery, that he can convince even the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, if it were not for the wahi, the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down, so I may give a judgment on their behalf according to what I hear from them. فَمَنْ قَضَيْتُ لَهُ مِنْ حَقِّ أَخِيهِ بِشَيْءٍ فَلَا يَأْخُذْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا فَإِنَّمَا أَقْطَعُ لَهُ قِطْعَةً مِنَ النَّارِ. Therefore, whatever I decide for anyone, which by right belongs to his litigating brother, the two litigants come, one is more better in speech than the other, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes the qada, a judgment in favor of the one who had the best speech. So he said, therefore, whatever I decide for anyone, which by right belongs to his brother, he must not take anything, for I am granting him only a portion of the hellfire. In other words, brothers and sisters, if the individual that knows that he's wrong, when he comes to the qadi, even the Messenger of Allah, the judge who's litigating between two parties, and he may have more eloquent speech than the other, and he knows for a fact that he's wrong, and the person who sits in front of him, not the imam, but the imam also, because the imams in America are not qudats, they're not judges, brothers and sisters, but they sit as judges, because a qadi in Islam is a very lofty, sublime status. The position of a qadi is not the position of an imam who leads the salah or the person who gives the khutbah. A qadi is a specialized individual who has ilm, real knowledge of Islam. The person who knows the Quran inside and out, through and through. He knows the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. He's thoroughly familiar with the ahkam al-shar'iyyah. He's thoroughly knowledgeable and aware of those laws that deal with usul al-fiqh and usul al-hadith and usul al-tafsir and lughatul arabiyyah and all the other sciences, al-aam wal-khas, al-mutlaq wal-muqayyid, al-nasikh wal-mansukh, all of these principles and others. This is the real qadi that makes the judgment, that makes the fatwa. The person like myself or any other imam or the person who graduates from an Islamic university, no matter if he has a PhD, this doesn't make him a qadi. This is not a qadi. A qadi is much higher than this. We who sit in these positions are only like the people say, the one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. The one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. Until the real judges come, the people with real knowledge, those people who are sitting as imams are taking their places until the one who can see with both eyes comes. In our everyday lives, brothers and sisters, we have to make judgment calls. Even though we're not qudat, even though we're not judges, not the real qadi that Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, mentions in these verses, in these hadith. When Dawood, alayhi salatu wasalam, was made a khalifa, he was made not only a khalifa, but he was made a hakim, a qadi, a real judge. A real judge. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of judges. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of judges? Bala. Of course He is. But we who sit in these positions, and we who don't sit in these positions, every day as Muslims, we have to make some type of judgment call. And the judgment call that we make, it should be based not on hawa, not on individual caprice, not on individual opinions, not on individual desires, not I think. It should be based on the book of Allah, the authenticated sunnah of our beloved Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the way the companions understood and practiced it. If we don't have that, then we should be quiet and go to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الْذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Go to the people of knowledge if you do not know. And that may be the brother who's a carpenter. That may be the brother who's selling the newspapers. That may be the brother or the sister who's sewing clothes. But if they have more knowledge than you, and you ask them for advice in the terms of a judgment, then you should accept it until you find something that's better than that. But all of us are going to have to make a judgment in one time of our lives or another. But the real key, brothers and sisters, to all of these issues of making a judgment is that we be aware of the shaitan trying to incite into our hearts, trying to whisper into our breasts to see things and make a judgment based on just what we see without finding out the facts. We should never take things on face value and make a judgment based only on what we see or just on what we hear without verifying the facts. This is dangerous. And this is why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam didn't encourage people to become a qadi, become a judge in Islam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in a hadith collected by Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi, that the person who takes this position as a qadi, as a judge, is like one who killed himself bighayri sikkin, without a knife. The person who takes the job that he has to judge between a man and his wife, or two litigating brothers, or two sisters that have an argument, or have a dispute about some house, some money that was given to them, or because of a contract that was made. The person who sits in that seat has a very serious position. He has killed himself, bighayri sikkin, the Prophet said, without a knife. It's a very serious, serious, serious position. For the real judges, the real judges in Islam, those who have knowledge, as we mentioned earlier in the khutbah, they are the ones whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says when they make a qada, when they make a judgment and they're right, they get two rewards. And if they're wrong, they get one reward. That's not the same for us, because we're not that knowledgeable. Though we sit every day, whether we're imams or not, in a position that we have to make judgments. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us about dealing with issues without getting the facts. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. O you who believe, if this type of individual that Allah calls a fasiq, that may or may not be an evil person according to the tafsir of the ayah, if they come to you with any type of news, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, you are commanded to verify it. How many times, brothers and sisters, have we seen or heard of something and we run away with immediately without verifying it? The Prophet ﷺ said, كَفَى الْمَرْءِ بِكَذِبًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَهُ. It is sufficient for a person to be considered a liar that he conveys everything he hears. Everything that he hears is sufficient proof for him to be considered a liar, and he runs away and just tells everybody. As soon as something happens, they don't know the facts, they get on the phone, telegraph, telephone, tell a woman or whoever, and they run off, don't even know the facts. You are sufficiently proven as a liar that you convey everything that you hear. Even with the message of Allah's hadith. Qala Rasulullah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Rasulullah. The message of Allah said, the message of Allah said, the message of Allah said, and we don't even know if the message of Allah said it. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Weak hadith, and he didn't even say it. Seek knowledge even though it be in China. Forged hadith, lie on the messenger of Allah, he didn't even say it. Made up hadith, and we just transmit them. We don't even know if he said it or not. Lying on the messenger of Allah. And whoever lies on me, he said, fell it's about what? Maq'aduhu minan nar. He has a seat already waiting for him in the hellfire. This hadith is general, not just the messenger of Allah, conveying things that you have no knowledge of. Verify these things. Because everything that seems to be what it is not. Everything that seems to be what you heard is not. Get the details, brothers and sisters. Be a good judge, like Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Be like Dawood alayhi salam, and judge between the people bil-haqq, with truth, with justice, with equity. Know the facts before you carry these tales, because you may be carrying these tales and it may be a portion for you in the hellfire. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salat wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een wa ba'd. I'd like to give some examples, brothers and sisters. Some that happened in the past, in the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and some that have happened in our contemporary times. Just a small example of looking at something outwardly, and it's not the way it is. Hearing something outwardly, but it's not the way it was. In the time of the Khilafah of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had died, Umar radiallahu anhu left his house one day. Going through the streets, he saw Uthman ibn Affan Dhul Nurayn, the possessor of two lights. We call him the possessor of two lights because he was married to two lights, the daughters of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. He walked by Uthman radiallahu anhu, and he said, as all Muslims should say, following the instruction of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that the person who is walking by, al-marru yusallam ala al-qa'id, the person who's walking, al-mashi, he gives salam to the one who is sitting. So he said, as-salamu alaykum. And Uthman didn't respond. Now for us, nowadays, either the person, something's wrong with the person, or we start cursing the person out, or he's a kafir now, wali'adhu billah, or he doesn't like me because I said something, or because I did something. We jump to conclusions. What did Umar do, radiallahu anhu? What is the adab and the akhlaq of the Muslimun? He went to the Khalifa, Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, and he said, I just passed by Uthman, I gave him the salams, he didn't return the salams. He took him, Abu Bakr took Umar, radiallahu anhuma, to Uthman, and he said, Ya Uthman, oh Uthman, Umar just gave you the salams and you didn't return it. What's the reason? He said, Subhanallah. He gave me the salams. He said, I was deeply engrossed in all the hadith pertaining to inheritance from the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. I didn't hear him. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. And then Umar said, Wallahi, this is the reason I came out of my house for no other reason except to find these hadith. This is just one example from the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we'll move up to our times. In Albany, New York, not too long ago, a 13-year-old girl was convicted of the murder of her mother. Her mother was found in the house, and only the girl and the mother lived there, according to the account. No visitors had come, and there was no sign of forced entry. This young girl was taken to the youth house and was about to be prosecuted. As months went on, the woman, her mother, had marks around her neck, marks on her head and over her body. They said that the young lady, the 13-year-old daughter, had beaten her mother and strangled her mother. Then the girl herself called 911, and that's how the police came and eventually arrested her. When the police came, they noticed the marks on the woman's body. And then the chief medical examiner, after further investigation and asking for her medical records, the mother that is, he found out that she had the worst form of epilepsy. And that when she used to have an epileptic fit, she used to bite her lip, which caused the mark on her lip, and fall backwards and hit her head occasionally on the furniture and make bruises on her body. And at that particular time, he determined that she herself was strangling herself, trying to breathe. And this is what caused the mark on her neck. And the girl was freed. Another example. We go back to the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu قال جاءت امرأة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن عنده فقالت يا رسول الله إن زوجي صفوان بن المعطل يضربني إذا صليت ويفطرني أو يفطرني إلى إذا صمت ولا يصلي صلاة الفجر حتى تطلع الشمس. قال وصفوان عنده قال فسأله عما قالت فقال يا رسول الله يا رسول الله. The woman said that the hadith says that a woman came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام while we were with him on the story of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه. She said, O Messenger of Allah, my husband Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal, radiallahu anhu, beats me when I make salah. And makes me break my fast when I keep the fast. And he doesn't offer the salat al-fajr until after the sun rises. He asked Safwan, radiallahu anhu, who was present there about what she said, And he said, oh, messenger of Allah. Now those of us who are hearing this, and probably, and we're not ridiculing the sisters, but probably the sisters would say, get rid of the bum. He's no good. He beats me when I make salah. He makes me break my fast. And he doesn't get up until the sun completely rises and prays fajr after the sun rises. Get rid of this man. He said, when the Messenger of Allah asked him, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amma qawluha, as for her statement, yadribuni ila sallayt, he beats me when I pray, فَإِنَّهَا تَقْرَأُ بِصُورَتَيْنِ وَقَدْ نَحَيْتُهَا فَقَالَ لَوْ كَانَتْ صُورَةً وَاحِدَةً لَكَفَتِ النَّاسِ. As for her statement that I beat her because when she pray or when she prays, he said, she recites two surahs and I have made it prohibited for her that only to recite one. She recites two surahs, meaning two long surahs. And I prohibit her from reciting two surahs, I only want her to recite one. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one surah is recited during the prayer, then that's sufficient for the people. Then he said, as for her statement, وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهَا يُفَطِّرُنِي فَإِنَّهَا تَنْتَلِقُ فَتَصُومُ وَأَنَا رَجُلٌ شَابٌ فَلَا أَصْبِرُ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لا تصوم امرأة إلا بإذن زوجها. As for her statement, he makes me break my fast, she goes on fasting, and I'm a young man. And I'm sure we all understand what he's saying. I'm a young man, and I can't be patient. I can't withhold myself. Then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, a woman should not fast except without the permission of her husband. And of course, it's And as for her statement, O Messenger of Allah, إِنِّي لَا أُصَلِّ حَتَّى تَتْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ فَأَنَا أَهْلُ بَيْتِ قَدْ عُرِفَ لَنَا ذَاكَ لَا نَكَادُ نَسْتَيْقَظُ حَتَّى تَتْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ قَالْ فَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظْتَ فَصَلِّ. He said, as for the statement of her, that I do not pray until after the sun has risen, my people, the tribe that I come from, is a well-known people. That we, the commentary says in Aun al-Ma'bud, the commentary on Abu Dawood, that we are a people who work all night. In other words, while everybody else is sleeping. We're water bearers. We work all night until right up until Fajr, and then we go to sleep. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you wake up, then pray. You see? But on the outward appearance of the story, if we didn't hear the rest of the facts, we will run away with this story, or run away with any brother or sister who does something similar to this, and we say, look at them. Look at them. They're no good. As the brother who was seen sleeping on the park bench with a wine bottle on his chest. And the people started saying he was an alcoholic. But the brother was homeless, and he had found a bottle, emptied it out, cleaned it out, put water on it, and he fell asleep after drinking the water. And people came around saying that he was an alcoholic. Like the person who's standing in front of you giving the khutbah, who was seen with his arm around a very attractive young lady. And then the people started saying that he has a girlfriend. And come to find out, it was my daughter of 22 years of age who just got married a month ago. Know all the facts, brothers and sisters, before you make a judgment. You should know all the facts, ascertain all the evidences before you make a judgment, because if you don't, it could be qit'atun minan nar. A piece of the hellfire for you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamantahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'afu anna wa'afir lana wa'arhamna. Anta maulana fansurna ala al-qawmi kafirin.